96 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you listened to Alan Nosey on the Oaks. Hopefully you took that advice on the Mystic Dan. That was one of his horses that he really liked. One of that I put money on, made me feel really good. And hopefully you made some money over the weekend. Later on in the show, we're going to drop some bets for you. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball. We got to talk about some power rankings and things of that nature, some of the matchups that we have tonight and this afternoon, because we do have a 3 o'clock baseball game. It's the Giants. It's the Phillies. Zach Wheeler's on the bump for the Phillies. You know I have a thing for Zach Wheeler. Problem is, have you seen that number, bro? You got to lay 220 to take the Phillies right now. Yeah. That's hard. I'd have to go minus 1.5. Last night, though, if you were watching Sunday Night Baseball, man, it was a close game. I'm not going to sit there and say it wasn't. But damn, didn't it feel like they were giving away money? That line before the game with the home streak, like, the Phillies, that is, like, they've won their 5th straight home game, correct? Is it 5 straight?
Is that right?
I think it is.
Holy cow.
You have Alex, you know, Alec Baum's out there. His hit streak's now 18 games. Did you see Bryce Harper hit a 3-run job? JT Realmuto is doing his thing. I mean, this Phillies team right now is cruising along. And last night it was like the Phillies minus 115. And I'm like, man, they are trying to – with this home – they trying to get me to take the Phillies. So I didn't play it. Logan Webb was pitching. He looked terrible. He got lit up like a Christmas tree. But, man, Phillies are hot as a firecracker. How do you not ride them? I feel like, you know, they only won by one yesterday. You don't see a lot of – I mean, majority of baseball games are not won by one run. I feel like Phillies today minus 1.5 is pretty comfortable.
They've won 9 in a row at home.
9 in a row at home. Even more impressive.
Yeah.
And bombs, hitting bombs and getting a hit in every damn game. And my man in center field, the crazy hippie-looking dude, yesterday, Brandon Marsh, by the way, he reminds me of Jason Wirth. You remember the Phillies' Jason Wirth?
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me a lot of him. I like this Phillies team, and I think I like a minus 1.5. That's at 305, so I'll just throw it out there. If you're looking for a little baseball, we got to talk a lot of NBA action. But before we get there, I just got to say, we talked about this Dodgers team. Like, if you're doing your power rankings, you have to say that they're by far the best team in baseball. You have to. I mean, Ohtani is keeping it up. Mookie Betts is a freak. Freddie Freeman, I told you how awesome he is and how embarrassed Matt Olson should be. Like, dude had to go and play the same position as Freddie Freeman, the beloved Freddie Freeman that the Braves let go to the Dodgers and brought in Matt Olson, and he was supposed to be the answer. Yeah, you had a lot of bombs last year, but you're striking out like a crazy person. Not even batting at 200. You're below the Mendoza line. But the Dodgers, who get Walker Buehler back tonight, the Braves didn't even see their new Japanese sensation, Yamamoto. Yeah, he's not playing. But if you go like who's the second, third, fourth best team, you could throw out a million things. You could say the Yankees who are playing. You saw Judge, who, by the way, got thrown out of his first game ever in his career.
Yeah.
That was a very soft umpire.
I was about to say, it was very –
like,
didn't
Judge
much.
Didn't do jack. Basically turned around and said, damn, bro, that's a bad call. Like, you missed that. You got to be better. And the dude got so butthurt he threw out Aaron Judge. By the way – the call was so close, it's not even funny. They say it nipped the edge. Nipped. But he's Aaron Bleepin Judge, and he just kind of, you know, he's complaining. You rung him up. You're going to throw him out the game when people came to see him, not you? It's Aaron freaking Judge in New York, and you're throwing him out. First time he's ever been thrown out because he just said, man, you got to be better than that? Weak. But Soto's doing his thing as well. And Anthony Rizzo, after last year's injury-mired season, has come up with some big damn hits. driving in runs. Volpe's been good. Yankees, watch out. But, man, would you say that this is crazy? Are the Orioles?
The O's.
The Phillies?
The Phils. What's the question? You just
the
said
the Guardians.
What's the question? Though?
Second, third best team. Who's behind the Dodgers?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of like power rankings, I'd probably have to say the Yankees.
Hell, the Cubs are playing good. Baseball.
Cubs playing good. Brewers are playing. I love watching this Brewers.
What the hell's going on with the Twins?
Twins are playing well.
I don't know, man. I still don't understand the Guardians either.
You want to talk about giving away free money, John, over the weekend.
I love it when they give away free money.
Over the weekend, there were like two times, I think, maybe Friday and Sunday, that the Mariners were plus money against the Astros, and they won both those games. And I forgot who it started, but the pitching matchup was like incredible. Like last night, it was like Hunter Brown versus the young kid for the Mariners that's been pitching well.
Gilbert?
No, Bobby, no, not Bobby Miller. Bobby Miller's with the Dodgers. Whatever his name is.
Whatchamacallit? The old guy, whatchamacallit?
Yeah, that's right.
Castillo?
No, the young pitcher for the Mariners, Bryce Miller.
Miller.
And
is it less filling, great tasting, or less filling?
I don't know, John. Whatever it was. They won. He was giving away money yesterday, and I think on Friday when Logan Gilbert was pitching.
Thank you for the free money.
Yeah, well, that would have been a lot easier.
Do you not get the Miller reference?
No, I do, but you just kept interrupting me and getting me off what I was trying to say, and now it's a bad story because I couldn't get my words out, and you weren't helping me, and now everyone's like, "Who cares?" But if I had just gotten it out there real quick, it would have been fine.
Sorry
about
that.
Thanks a lot for that.
I'm sorry about that. You do so much for me. I need to do a little more for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So
A's are playing good ball, John.
I haven't even paid attention to the A's.
John, they're 500.
They're going to get –
maybe one game
under. They're playing the Rangers who are
– Hey, I didn't say they were going to win tonight. I just said they're playing good baseball.
You know, Paul Skenes gave up his first home run as a pro.
Wow.
His ERA is now a whopping 0.99.
Uh-oh. We're getting close to one.
Who's going to be the bigger star, Olivia Dunn or Paul Skenes?
I would probably say Paul Skenes.
He's got the mustache.
He does.
But Olivia Dunn has the looks.
Which I feel like I'm going to hate his mustache eventually, like I hate Spencer Strider's mustache.
What is it? I don't think you understand, man. Facial hair is dope.
Yeah, but
the ladies love it, bro. You just don't have much.
It seems like
you'll get there one day.
I don't want facial hair. I hate facial hair. It seems like it's just like a gimmick. And
I swear, I know I'm interrupting you again. Sorry,
but
I saw this. I saw this on the TikTok.
Oh God!
It was scientifically proven by somebody that women are just more attracted to dudes with beards than dudes without.
Explains my life then.
Yep. So you want that beard, son. Get the beard. Now, I got to bring up something that I have not seen, and I want people out there to help me out at the Sissy's Law Cabin and text in listener line, 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. I do have X. I'm at Johnny_radio. Give me a follow. I have not watched the Netflix roast with Tom Brady. But damn it, I've been watching the X and watching some clips, and it looks really good. But some of the clips, like the thing is, it's 3 hours, man. Like 3 hours. NBA playoffs are going on. The weekends, I'm jam-packed. Where am I going to find 3 hours? But it looks pretty funny. Like Nikki Glaser was making great jokes. Kim Kardashian was there getting booed. Tom Brady got ticked off and almost pulled off a Will Smith move. I know all this from the X, by the way, because what's the dude, Ross?
Yeah, I don't know his name. I know who you're talking about, though. He's like he like always does the rest.
What is his name? Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross was saying something about Robert Kraft and his massages, was making jokes about how, you know, the best decision the Patriots ever made was, and he, instead of saying like drafting Tom Brady, was saying yes to a massage or something to that effect. But, you know, and Brady said, don't say anything. He said an F word. Don't blame freaking say that. You know what I'm saying? But I did think it was also crazy that some of the very serious NFL writers picked up on one thing. And I don't know if he was joking, but some of them are taking it very serious. And they're saying, Oh my God, Tom Brady in his roast admitted to Deflategate, because he said if they had given me $21 million talking about the NFL, because they spent $21 million investigating Deflategate. Did you know that?
Seems like way too much money.
Is that real, though?
I think so.
That's what it says here. I have not researched it, but like you're telling me they spent $21 million? He said if you would have given me that $21 million, I would have just told him I bleeping did it.
It's hilarious.
That is pretty funny. He also took shots at the Kansas City Chiefs. Did you hear about that one?
Did he? I did not see that.
Yeah, he said, Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when your fans are 14-year-old girls in order a Tay-Tay. That's great. And he goes, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. And I guess he's talking about her eras tour.
Sure. Well, and yeah, like that's a whole thing with Taylor Swift. She's like, I don't know.
Into eras?
Yeah. Okay, well, because like she's been around, so she's had all these different eras. And like, I guess her eras tour, it's like broken up into her different era. It's stupid, John, is what it is.
Well, Brady dropped another good one. He said, take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Just go on and shake it off.
Ah.
Is that also a Tay-Tay reference?
Song, Taylor Swift song, Shake It
Bro,
Off.
Bro, Brady's kind of funny.
How about that? He looked good last night, too.
Oh. So you watched it?
No, I saw it on –
saw it
videos.
On the X-Lite Link?
I saw exactly how you saw it on Twitter.
Well, see, this is what I need to know. At 901-360-8255, I need y'all to help me out. Is this something that I need to watch? I feel like I need to watch it.
I don't think so. I think you can –
I don't know if – like, I got, like, I mean, I need, like, 3 hours is a lot of time.
I think, I even saw someone that, like, put on, like, the best parts of the roast on Twitter. Like, I think if you
like
just
they broke
search
it
on,
down.
Yeah, like, I think if you spend, like, 20 minutes on Twitter, you can pretty much get the gist of what.
Hell, I found, like. I mean, I saw some very crazy jokes that I don't think I can bring to the air, but they're very funny, and basically, they had to do with, because, you know, Gronk was there, mm-hmm. So they did a bunch of Gronk jokes.
Yeah, they started talking about his penis.
Yes, and then they did a whole situation with Aaron Hernandez when they were actually referencing Gronk's unit. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they said, you know, people were talking about, of course, Gronk, and I guess, you know, he's a big fella.
Sure.
And then one comedian said, yeah, but the tight end that's really hung is Aaron Hernandez. That is hilarious. Like, I'm like, damn, bro. Oh, I love
poor Aaron Hernandez.
No way, dude. He killed like 2 people or something, man.
Right.
I think all gloves, like, it's like, you know, you can all, no mercy for Aaron Hernandez. Mm. Bill Belichick was also, they
he
said,
also
pretty
there.
Funny. Yeah, and they said there was a pretty kind of like a little bit frothy between Kraft and like Belichick. But they said, but like, you know, because, you know, like Belichick was basically talking about, you know, Tom Brady and, you know, how great he was. Uh-huh. And, you know, and he said, I'm so glad that I get to come up here for the roast of Tom Brady instead of that 10-part series, The Roast of Bill Belichick.
Because,
you know, the like, what is it, the Dynasty or something on Apple, whatever the channel Apple is.
Apple Plus.
Apple TV, yeah. I don't have – that's the only one I don't really have because they haven't
really
strong-armed and made me get it.
You know, so you've never watched Ted Lasso?
No, I've never seen Ted Lasso. I do know that he's a soccer coach and he came from the uh-huh. United States and he was a uh-huh. football coach.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know that football over uh-huh. in England was soccer.
Hilarious. Did you see the Julian Edelman? What Julian Edelman said about Bill Belichick?
No, I missed it.
From Bill Belichick.
Oh wait, does this have to do with the 6 a.m. video clip of Bill Belichick coming out of a woman's?
No,
I didn't know this existed. I don't know how I missed this, but because of the roast, it brought up, you know, the Orchid Day Spa where uh-huh. Robert Kraft went and got happy ending massages,
yeah.
and got in trouble for it. Which, I mean, it's his money. Like, you can't be mad for a billionaire wanting happy endings. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was treating that massage parlor like they said it was McDonald's and, like, kids coming through getting Happy Meals, though. Now, what was I talking about?
I was going to tell you about Julian Edelman and what he said about Bill Belichick.
Oh, but here's one other thing I got to tell you about Bill Belichick. Did you know, this came out of the roast, did you know this? Because I did not see this until yesterday. I think I retweeted it. I sure hope I retweeted this bad boy. It's a video of Bill Belichick coming out of a woman, like, you know, a ring video.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Belichick is coming out of a woman's house at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You haven't seen this video?
No.
How'd you miss this? This is right up your alley.
I know. I don't know where. Like, when did this come out? This was so great.
Just a couple months ago.
Man, where the hell was that?
I don't know.
Somebody's got to bring something to my attention. So. If it
you know what? That's on me. That's on me.
Yes. Sometimes I can miss things. But I didn't know Bill Belichick just a couple. Like, isn't he married?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't keep up with Bill Belichick like that. But Julian Edelman certainly does, and he got up there and was taking shots at Bill Belichick and said, oh, Connor is listening. My brother's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Connor. He just texted me and said it was right before his last season with the Pats is when that video happened.
Oh, he was basically – I would have been coming out of somebody because you know what? He was probably drinking a lot, looking for some flies. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I bet – I mean, dude, probably. That was a rough team,
man.
It
was a rough season.
Mac Jones was his quarterback. He didn't have a damn offensive coordinator.
That's right.
I think he mailed it in.
Joe, I thought we were going to talk basketball during this segment.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you know this. Things happen. This is live radio. And I was very fascinated with
You didn't watch it.
No, but now I feel like I have to.
You don't. I think we covered it pretty well.
We did cover it pretty good.
And I think if you spend like 20 more minutes on Twitter when you get off today, I think you'll have it all down.
Did Kevin Hart do any good? Wasn't he the host?
I know he was there. I don't know if he was necessarily the host. I think he was the host. I don't know. Maybe. Kevin Hart's sometimes funny.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Oh, no.
Somebody just sent me this. It said, Aaron Hernandez, ex-fiancé, is disgusted by the jokes made about Aaron last night at Tom Brady's roast. She said, it's sad that I'm trying to raise my children in such a cruel world.
Poor Aaron Hernandez.
Like, did Aaron Hernandez have kids?
It sounds like it.
I hope not. Well,
no,
she could have different children.
I think he did.
Really? I didn't know he had kids.
No,
that makes me,
there's no way.
There's no way that dude had kids.
Hernandez and his fiance welcomed their only child together on November 6, 2012. Yeah, he did have a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
I do remember that. Yeah.
So he welcomed that kid in and went straight to
jail.
Yeah,
she was super young when he went to jail.
Damn, dude.
So she's what, 12 right now, or about to turn 12? She's 11, going to turn 12 this year.
Well, what's she doing watching Netflix? Don't you have the children's thing on?
Well,
huh?
I mean.
Huh, Miss Jenkins?
I doubt she was watching it, but.
Yeah, she wasn't watching it.
Kids are rude.
And again, like, what about, like, Odin Lloyd? That was the dude that Aaron murdered.
Yeah,
how you like me now?
That's right.
Miss Jenkins. Dude, I'm sorry, that was a pretty good joke. I thought that was really good.
About Aaron Hernandez?
I did. I also thought the Nikki Glaser, that's the one I saw, I really liked it, where she said, Tom Brady lost $30 million in crypto. Mm. Tom, even Gronk said, me know that not real money. Ha, 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 ha. Like, kind of like, you know, she was like a dumb character like Gronk. And I thought that was pretty funny. She's funny. But back to a little bit of sports. Actually, this is not about sports, actually. You know what this is about?
What's it about?
It's about me not only making you money all the time. I'm going to give you my bets later. But it's also about me saving you money. And do you know what Kubota days are?
No.
Well, guess what? They're back. And you know what Kubota days are? That's when you go out there and you get tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and you get discounts, 0% financing on every single piece of Kubota equipment. You do that at First Choice Farm. That's over at 12701 Highway 64. That's 12701 Highway 64. We're going to be out there Saturday, May 11th, 11 to 1. I'm going to be out there. The deals are going to be out there. If you care about like tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles, this is the place to be. It's kicking off the fact that you get 0% financing on every single piece of Kubota equipment, all at First Choice Farms and Lawn. Make sure they're out there on Saturday, 12701 Highway 64. Enjoy the orange sale. It's going to be huge. Plus, I'll be out there like eating some Colettas, giving away some movie tickets, giving away tickets to Wedgwood Golf Club. You know what I'm saying? A little golf course that you can go play a little golf. I see Dacus is so excited about the Kubota deals. You're fired up. By the way, are you finding out that you're going to be here on Saturday from 11 to 1?
No, John, I already knew that.
Yes, you did. No, I think you just found out. Mm-mm. Oh, you already knew?
Mm-hmm.
The commercials.
No, we talked about it like 20 minutes ago.
I've already forgot about that conversation. Yeah. You know what? Like, I think short-term memory makes me a better person.
Is it?
Yeah, because I can have the same conversation with you twice, and I feel like it's an
original. And for you, it's just the same. It's the first conversation. For everyone else, it infuriates them that they're having the same conversation with you again.
Come join me this Saturday again. First Choice Farm and Lawns out there at 12701 Highway 64. The Kubota days are back starting this Saturday. We are going to take a quick timeout because on the other side, I know we talked about Tom Brady's roast on Netflix. Now it's time to talk about some of the hardwood stories that I got for you. And by the way, I do have to say Kim Kardashian, like, you know, there's beef in the world right now. Did you know that?
Between Kendrick and Drake.
We have Kendrick and Drake.
That's right.
Why are Kendrick and Drake beefing? And by the way, how did Drake drop a diss track and then all of a sudden, like the next day, Kendrick Lamar had one ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did he stay in the lab all night after Drake dropped his diss track?
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty good. It's pretty impressive. But we have a lot of beef because they're beefing. And who else is beefing?
I'm about Kim Kardashian, I think.
That's right, with
about
Taylor Swift. You know, she's got all the Taylor Swift fans hating on her, and everybody at the football roast of Tom Brady booed her last night because they're all Taylor Swift fans because the Kansas City Chiefs are the champs. They booed her off the stage, basically. And they also made some jokes, bro. Dude, I can't tell the joke that they made on air in front of Kim Kardashian, but I did retweet it. Go check it out at Johnny_Radio on Twitter. I promise you, you will laugh. It is hilarious. Back in two shakes with a little bit of hardwood. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy, happy Monday. It's been a busy weekend. All kinds of things from the ponies running to NBA basketball, hockey playoffs, NASCAR photo finishes. It was a fun weekend. We got a whole lot of stuff coming down the pipe this week. We got NBA playoffs tonight, two games. You got the Knicks-Pacers series starting at 6:30. Minnesota and Timberwolves. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets in the nightcap. Game number two. Denver lost the first one. This feels like a must-win game for the defending champs and the Nuggets. But we're about to have a little bit of fun, talk a little bit of hardwood, some funny stories, some things that we saw from the weekend. There's some good ones out there. By the way, I found out why everybody at the Kentucky Derby is an absolute disaster. Dude, have you seen what's really in a mint julep?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. It is it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. But speaking of having a little cocktail, man, let me tell you something. I'm not drinking mint juleps. I'm just drinking Tito's. Tito's is the best spirit in the world. It's won more awards than Beyonce has Grammys. It's also crafted and distilled right here in the United States. It's good old U.S. of A vodka. It's also 100% gluten-free. Get that gluten out of me. You don't have to worry about putting it in you when you got the Tito's. You know what I'm saying? 100% gluten-free. It's also six times distilled before they still it in the classic copper pots, a very unique still method that's used by Tito's. And that gives it a very unique flavor. Slightly sweet with a black pepper note. It balances everything out. Doesn't matter if you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Get your Tito's on today. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
My goodness, man. We had a fun weekend. A lot of stuff's been going on in the world. And I will say, Calvin Johnson has become very interesting to me. So do you know who Calvin Johnson is? Great wide receiver for the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Megatron was his name.
Yep.
Dude's a bad man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know Mike Tyson and some famous sports athletes have gotten into the hemp game, the pot game. You know what I'm saying? The flower, the marijuana. Did you know that Calvin Johnson is one of them?
Really?
Yeah. In fact, Calvin Johnson has a CBD product that helps, according to him, he said it helps you recover faster from injuries. And guess now who's using his CBD product?
Who?
A team that he said, go out there and put your money on them right now. This product is going to help carry them through the rest of the regular season, all the way into the postseason in baseball. Go put your money on the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, Tigers.
The Tigers are using his CBD product, and that's why he says they're having a good season.
Wow, all because of his CBD product.
Man, Hunter Green's tearing the baseball up.
Sure is.
Tearing it up. Problem is, Detroit's still four games out of first in the Central because Minnesota, Cleveland, and Kansas City are all kicking ass and taking names. By the way, you look at the Central, and I said both Central divisions were going to be terrible. The Brewers and the Cubs over in the National League look really, really, really good. Like, that's going to be a two-horse race all season. And then in the American League, are the Guardians for real? I mean, their run differential was plus 43 on the season. Their pitching staff has been phenomenal. The Minnesota Twins, holy moly, they're playing really good baseball. The Kansas City Royals, I love this young team. Bobby Witt is legit.
Ooh, I like that. A little rhyming.
Yeah, bro.
Witt is
and then
legit.
Detroit. And then Detroit's still two games over 500. They're great. Now, the White Sox are in that division, and they're the worst team in the history of baseball. But outside of that, the Central's been pretty nasty. And then the Cubs are, I mean, the Cardinals are really bad as well.
Thanks, John.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I've accepted it.
I would say the three teams that are just the most embarrassing in all of baseball. Well, I have to go up to four. I would say in the National League, you got the Cardinals, the Marlins, and the Rockies. Over in the National League, I mean, in the American League, is there anybody as bad as the damn White Sox?
No.
I would say the Angels are close.
Yes.
And what's up with the Astros, by the way?
Oh, man. They have a lot of injuries, but a lot of those guys are starting to come back. I don't know. They just can't figure it out.
Dude, they look terrible. But, this all started with CBD, Calvin Johnson, and Megatron. Again, he says his products are awesome. The main thing is it's a topical cream, he says. So your elbow, your shoulder, your knee, you rub a little cream on it. You know what I'm saying? Just rub in the cream. What was that? Is it Hannibal Lecter who says rub in the cream to make the skin soft or something? Just rub the cream in. Huh. Well, rub the cream in if you want to get help from your injuries from CBD. Calvin Johnson not only says that you need to put your money on the Tigers because his cream is going to help get them to the playoffs.
Good to hear.
He says that he also, if he wasn't so busy with his cream, because he keeps his hands busy. If he wasn't so busy, he said he'd definitely be a pro golfer.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, he says he's probably one of the best golfers in the world. He just doesn't have a lot of time to play.
Wow.
So he just says, I just need a little free. He said his exact quote is, if I only had just a little bit more free time on my hands.
This guy really
loves heavily involved in my CBD cream. So, yeah, Calvin Johnson, golfer, CBD cream extraordinaire, and says the Tigers are going to the playoffs. So make your bets, make your bets, make your bets. You won't believe this. We're going to talk about this with Dustin Starr. But, dude, Jerry Lawler, he has not been retained by WWE. The company declined to renew his contract. This happened today, just like 3 hours ago. You know, they changed ownership.
Yep.
Vince McMahon's out. Jerry now is out.
Yep.
We're going to have to talk with Dustin Starr about this.
We sure are.
Man, poor Jerry, bro.
When I think, like, we just learned about it today, because I'm pretty sure the story I was reading about
it. Oh, he knew it was happening?
Well, it was, like, very, like, they did it very quietly, so that nobody would know about it. And then people kind of noticed he hasn't been around, and then I think somebody did some reporting and found out that they did not renew his deal. So that's crazy.
That is crazy. You know who else is crazy, speaking of crazy?
Who's that?
What's Ryan that? Garcia is definitely crazy,
huh,
right?
Yeah.
He's crazy. Like, Ryan Garcia, like, he's very, he's real, he's very vocal on social media, right?
Very.
And he talks about all kinds of stuff, right?
Yep.
Like, controversy constantly.
Uh-huh.
But the dude doesn't seem to sweat nothing. This is a guy who divorced his wife.
Huh.
Served her with papers in the hospital 2 hours after she just delivered their child. Dude is definitely weird and doesn't care about other people. And you know he beat Devin Haney as an underdog, beat the brakes off of him. Comes out, you know, he took some SARM, synthetic android receptor molecule or modulator.
Heck
and
yeah.
He took this Osterine or something. Point is, it makes you strong.
Whatever it is.
I know what it is. It's a SARM. And it's called Osterine or Osterine.
Mm-hmm.
He took this stuff, and obviously he doesn't care. Because just hours before, like, he found out that it was going to become public. You know, they told him, hey, you failed, before it became news. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So he finds out. This dude finds out that he failed his drug test. What do you think he did right after he found out that he failed his drug test? Do you think he was like, damn, oh my God, everybody in the world's going to know. Oh, I'm a cheater. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Probably not.
Nope. He went to the Bootsy Bellows Club in West Hollywood and partied for about 20 hours.
Huh.
And danced and had no sign of worry and was hitting on club, like, you know, young, sipping on tequila, taking selfies with club goers, dancing it up with the ladies. Yeah.
Interesting. He's a...
Dude, he even got on a pole and did a little pole dancing. I don't know if, like,
he's been
dude,
on one.
Men don't need it. Rule one, if you see a pole and
dance
you
want
to dance on it, ask one question to yourself. Do I or do I not have a penis?
Huh.
If the answer is yes, stay away from the pole.
Huh.
Man, there's just certain lines you don't cross, and that's one of the that's a line that you don't cross with me. I get very upset about that. Not a fan of Ryan Garcia.
So you've never danced on a pole?
Hell no.
Huh.
Hail to the no. By the way, do you know Caitlin Clark?
Oh, yeah.
You know who she is, right?
Of course.
Very, very, very popular. You won't believe this. Seems like she's going to be pretty good at this thing called basketball.
I would say so.
Shocker. She racked up 21 points in her first WNBA game. It was a preseason game, don't get me wrong. But with all the people coming at her, she went out there, hit 5 threes, dropped 21 points, did some crazy drizzies, some step back hizzies.
Wow.
And was burying it in the drink. Caitlin Clark's the real... It's a girl, man. It's Caitlin Clark. You said good for him.
I said good for her.
No, you didn't.
I promise you I did.
You slipped up, bro.
Well, I'm also looking at something
you
basketball recruiting-wise, so I might have. Maybe you're right. Maybe I did.
It's all right, bro. We'll forgive you.
I'm checking out FAU's latest commitment.
Boring guy. And then Rich Paul came out today and made a very interesting statement.
What did old Richie P say?
He says LeBron has definitely 5 years physically to still be at the peak of his game in the NBA.
Mm.
Dude's played 21 seasons. Can this guy keep it up for real? I mean, who's to argue with him? I mean, Father Time still is undefeated, right? But I do remember George Foreman, when he was an old man, going out there and getting that grill and starting to cook his turkey burgers that drain the fat. Got himself back in shape and went out there and won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Of course.
I saw Tom Brady at 45 years old do the same thing. So old dudes have succeeded. But dude, this is five coaches in like 5 years. He's had 10 coaches in his career. My man's going through coaches like Kim Kardashian goes through dudes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
No, not that many. Not that many.
Gotta give her a little credit. I don't know which one you're
well,
trying
I'm giving
to...
her. Well, I mean, however you look at it, I could be giving her more street cred.
Sure.
Or I could be casting shade
and
dispersion.
That's right.
I could also be saying LeBron James, since I said that you've had more coaches than Kim Kardashian's had professional ballers.
Uh-huh.
Which he pretty much has. It's kind of a slight, right?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Do you believe LeBron James, though, can play for five more years?
No. I mean, it'd be awesome if he could.
He plays for five more years, the scoring record will never be. He'll own every damn record there is.
Right.
If he doesn't already. I mean, he owns most of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing is, like, LeBron James, I mean, he's an unbelievable player. But, like, let's be honest with ourselves.
But he did
five more years.
But he also is a terrible team. Like, he is terrible. Like, he wanted to fire Spo. He's fired every damn coach. He never looks at himself as the problem. And he's the reason the Lakers stink because he wanted Russell Westbrook. They win a championship in a bubble. And then they're like, getting rid of those pieces. I want Russell Westbrook. And that didn't work out. And remember, it was Darvin Ham who wanted him coming off the bench. And they're like, no. Now, do you know the Kentucky Derby happened this weekend? Was awesome.
That's right.
It was awesome. Go Mystic Dan, Mystic Dan, Mystic Dan. I love Mystic Dan, by the way. So, do you know what a mint julep is?
I've heard of them. I don't really know what it is. It's like a mint drink, right?
Okay, so you talked about my man. See, I don't want to get this right. Which one likes to take drugs at the Kentucky Derby from the New England Patriots? Is it Julian Edelman? Is it Wes Welker?
I'm not positive on that. I'm sorry, I can't help.
Just
you with that.
Google Molly.
Molly.
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
Patriots wide receiver.
Patriots wide receiver. That was Wes Welker.
Wes Welker. Okay, so Wes Welker gets down at the
sure.
Kentucky Derby.
I guess so.
Okay,
I didn't know that.
Like he likes to eat Molly. Like, this dude is, he's like, man. In fact, he was giving out $100 bills while he was rolling on Molly just to passerbyers. Like, he did win $57,000 on the race, and he's out giving out money, $100 bills, dancing, doing his Wes Welker thing. I love Wes Welker. He's cool. Now, but the reason that the whole place is basically, a crazy, an ish show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reason it is such a crazy event. Mm-hmm. Look what's in the drinks they're serving. So you get a pint glass. That's a 16-ounce pint glass. Because, of course, you know, horse races aren't over in just a second. You got to, you know, you can't be stuck in line drinking anything less. So they fill that jun up, okay? Now, people say, oh, it's just 2 ounces of bourbon. No, no, no. When they make them, I watch them making it. They put mint. They put a little sugar. They slam a bunch of ice. Put a little. That's it. That's all they do. And then they just fill that joint with whiskey. Like, that's like 4 ounces, 5 ounces of whiskey in that joint, man. Good old Kentucky bourbon. It's actually Kentucky bourbon. If you're getting 4 ounces of bourbon in each cocktail, you know you're going to be soused. How many people go to Kentucky Derby and lose? Like, do you know how to get back to where you're going? I think I'm definitely going to Kentucky Derby to have a mint julep. Can I ask them to make it with Tito's, though?
I'm sure they could do that for you.
I'm sure they could, because everybody knows that Tito's is the best. When life hands you lemons, don't freak out, don't fret, don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best. That Tito's handmade vodka. Bets on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's pretty much time to get into the bets.
I love it. Let's bet
that
it up.
It's that portion of the show. You know the Giants are playing the Phillies today. 3 o'clock, we have early baseball. Do you know whose birthday it is?
I don't know whose birthday it is.
Greatest center fielder ever to play for the Giants.
Okay.
Who is the greatest center fielder ever to play for the Giants? Possibly one of the greatest center fielder to play. The best center fielder ever to play.
I don't know, John. I feel
Do you
a
know
lot
who the Say Hey
it.
Kid is?
Oh, yeah.
Willie Bleepin' Mays.
Yeah. Is Willie Mays' birthday today?
He's
is
the
that
oldest
right?
living Hall of Famer, period.
Wow.
My man turns 93 years old today. Happy birthday, Willie Mays. I will say if you go to your ex and you put in Willie Mays, you want to see some highlights.
Oh, man.
Like, there's one baseball by B. Smile. There's the baseball history. There's that 70s. There's a bunch of different great, you know, baseball historical. They got so many damn videos of Willie Mays doing things that would absolutely make you go crazy. Like, he's a bad mamma jamma. And they're playing a song under one of them, the Willie Mays song. You probably have never heard that.
So does that mean we're betting on the Giants today?
Hell no, we're not betting on the Giants. I'm just saying happy birthday to the greatest center fielder because he don't play for the Giants right now. Let me tell you something. We're taking the Phillies minus the 1.5. Very simple, very simple. Zach Wheeler's on the bump, baby. I'm backing Zach. I'm taking the home win streak, which is at 9 games. It goes to 10. I will say Mason Black, the young kid that I just saw that's going to pitch for San Francisco, young guy. They say he's going to be really good one day.
But maybe not yet.
And, you know, Bryce Harper just had a 3-run job last night. You got, of course, Alec Baum out there hitting, like, bombs. And he's got an 18-game hitting streak going on currently? He's looking for his 19th consecutive hit in 19 straight games. Alec Baum doing business. Yeah, I'm back in the Phillies.
I like it.
NBA. You know I'm going to be playing in line because that's just the way you do it. That's how you make money. It's pretty simple. But I will tell you, if you're just like, I got to get a little action before the game, it makes me feel better. How are you not taking the Knicks?
Yeah, feels like that.
I just feel like it in New York, Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, who I feel like are really good in that half court. I mean, the Pacers, of course, do scare me. I don't know. The playoffs, you've got to play better in the half court. They're better at running and going 100 miles an hour. I don't see them being able to get that out there and set pace tonight. I think New York takes care of it. I think it's going to be kind of a low-scoring game, to be honest with you. That 217.5 total, I think, is way too high. In fact, I am a betting man. I'm definitely going to be watching that total tonight in game. If they come out and score in the first and they push that sucker up to 220, 222, yeah, I'm definitely going to jump on that under because I feel like, you know, it becomes a grind in the second half. Got to like the Knicks. And then you just got to watch this Timberwolves team. I would think the Denver Nuggets minus the 5.5 feels like in a must-win game. But Jamal Murray is banged up. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope didn't look 100%. What did he do to his ankle the other night? He came back in and everything and finished the game, but still a little bit worried. He's not listed on the injury report, but Ant-Man burnt him so bad it wasn't funny. I don't know, man. I can't believe I'm saying this, man. This Nuggets team, they might be in a little trouble because Minnesota's for real. And if Mike Conley's dishing out 10 dimes and hitting 3 3-pointers, especially in big spots like he was the other night, they're in some deep, deep trouble.
And John Rudy Gobert is questionable for tonight's game.
Yeah, he's
good. For personal reasons.
If he misses because of some personal reasons, I'm going to go back on the whole, I'm going to beat you, Rudy Gobert. You so soft and stupid. Like, dude, I don't care. Like, what could be personal enough?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I have no idea.
Mm-mm. you got to go out there and play.
Got to, I think.
Game two, the Western semis, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You're up 1-0. You could go ahead and you could put the Nuggets in such a precarious situation to have to go back to Minnesota down 0-2. Mm-hmm. Rudy, get your ass out there and stop acting French. Seriously. It's about as soft as that Toronto sign. Did I show you that sign in Toronto?
You did, yep.
By the way, real quick before I get out of here, in Toronto, they listed their baseball fields. Unless you're 15 years old, you can't use hard balls. You can't use aluminum bats. Competitive high-level play is not allowed. Home runs are not allowed. And you can only pitch underhand. Toronto is soft. Get out there, make the world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace!